This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic or title of today's podcast is this: Little Timmy Learns to Read, a True Story. This is a true story. Mrs. Peterson was working with Little Timmy, a second grade student. Little Timmy was reading out loud from his reading book. His reading was slow and choppy. He seemed to be reading individual words instead of sentences. Then he came to a word that he didn't recognize. Little Timmy stopped. He tried to use his phonics skills, but had no success. So he stopped again and just looked at the word, waiting for Mrs. Peterson to help him.
"Sound it out, Little Timmy,"
Mrs. Peterson said to Little Timmy in a kind voice.
"Sound it out?"
Little Timmy asked incredulously.
"Sound it out?"
"Yes, Little Timmy,"
Mrs. Peterson said.
"Sound it out."
"Yes, of course, how marvelous," Little Timmy replied. "Just sound it out."
"I never thought of that. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Peterson. Oh, thank you very much. I'm sounding out every word as I read, and I can't seem to sound out this word, so I just need to sound it out. That's brilliant advice, Mrs. Peterson."
"That's right, dear," Mrs. Peterson replied patiently. "Sound it out."
"But here's the conundrum, Mrs. Peterson,"
Little Timmy said angrily.
"I've spent my entire school life learning how to sound out words. I've been sounding out nonsense words and words on lists for 2 stinking years. I've learned how to syllabify words. I know the 6-syllable types. I know all about diphthongs and consonant digraphs and R-controlled vowel spellings. I can even blend, segment, and manipulate syllables and multisyllabic words and sounds in 5 phoneme words, including consonant blends. I know all this stuff, Mrs. Peterson, and I'm sounding out words just like you taught me. And yet here we are. I find myself in a situation. There's a word that I can't sound out, and you're asking me to sound it out. That doesn't make any sense, does it, Mrs. Peterson? Does that make any sense at all? Is this like a Buddhist koan? Like, what's the sound of one hand clapping? Is it that sort of thing?"
"Okay, I lied. This isn't a true story, but you get the point. Phonics is important. But if that's all you're teaching, you limit students' ability to recognize words and create meaning with print. And that is the end goal, to create meaning, not to fill out phonics worksheets or pass end-of-unit tests or sound out words in isolation. This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson."